has found it so amusing when the puppets try to pull the strings.
I can't believe y'all ain't noticed yet. This is my game. I call the shots. I make the move. You're cornered. You're outnumbered.
And you're vulnerable.
Just the way I like it.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday Night Rollins!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I'm a very cheap man and I enjoy the inexpensive things in life.
And Lindsay Ward.
We're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Sites around the world believe that the one, the only, the man they call Sting would be opening up Monday Night Raw. And, well, I'm sorry that Sting was nowhere on Raw. In fact, I don't think they really even mentioned Sting. Well, there was other reasons for why Sting didn't open up Monday Night Raw. Because, you know, certain other people decided to show up on Monday Night Raw. Including this man and his family. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Had to poke a little fun at the news sites, including PWMania.com, the official news source of the Wild Talk Radio Network. And this show is also brought to you by Wrestling Finger Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. He came out right away, Lindsay. By the way, I'm Sir Rockin'. That's Lindsay Ward. Maybe I'm alone now. Possibly.
As I've been in mute this entire time, and I've been, like, making snarky comments the whole time, including boo-boo.
Boo-boo? Where?
Boo-boo?
Where?
We didn't even get to play our game tonight. Now that I'm complaining, I'm totally fine with Bray Wyatt and the kids opening up Raw. Bray was extra full of himself tonight because he's coming off a victory of night at Night of Champions because Braun Strowman is a damn beast. Good Lord.
He is. And this is how we kick off the Raw Post Show with Bray Wyatt just as Monday Night Raw started. Bray Wyatt was in the ring, and he talked to us about how Roman Reigns was a fool if he thought he could outrun his destiny. Wyatt said he reached up to the Mount Olympus last night, grabbed the golden idol by the throat, and brought him to his knees. They all fall down. He's no liar. Yes, splat. Out came Roman Reigns by himself. They jawjacked for a minute. Reigns asked Wyatt was telling him that he's afraid of facing him. They don't need a referee or an official match. They just need a fight. Reigns wants to go. Wyatt told, you know, his biggins, as Reigns called them, to go away. And Bray Wyatt fought Roman Reigns. They fought for a little while. Luke said, that's enough. After his boy Bray Wyatt was in trouble, came in. Harper and Braun started beating up Reigns. Dean Ambrose showed up. They brawled for a bit. As the Wyatt family was getting control, out came the Viper, Randy Orton. And he fought them. They all fought. And Team Orton, Ambrose, and Roman stood tall. I thought it was setting up a six-man tonight. It didn't, but I like this opening segment.
I like the opening segment. I like how we're now potentially going back to Roman and Bray, or we're starting some kind of build for Hell in a Cell, whether it's another six-man, whether it's Roman and Bray one-on-one. I'm not entirely sure, but I like how we're kind of sort of moving this along and hopefully getting to the conclusion of it so they can all move on, because after last night, I'm pretty sure we're going to get Ambrose and Jericho at some point, and I wants it. I needs it in my life. But yeah, great promo by Bray. Great promo by Reigns. I like how they fought. I wish Bray had gotten a little bit more offense in, but I liked his like surprise when, or not even really his surprise, but his, "You pushed my black sheep down," when they kicked Braun out of the ring. It was adorable.
How dare you do that? It's like, how dare you touch my Braun? Yeah, it was good. It was very, very good. It's built into something. Built into a six man at least, and then probably to a singles. Probably to keep everybody out, Bray and Roman in a cell. Or you're putting everyone in a cell. We'll see. See what happens. I liked it.
I thought it was good.
We'll run through a couple matches before we get into one of the other interesting things from the night show. Neville and the Lucha Dragons defeated Stardust and the Ascension. Good match.
Very good match.
Ryback took on Bo Dallas. Kevin Owens was on commentary. Owens on commentary was awesome. Bo did a speech about how Ryback didn't lose because he didn't believe. He just believed that he was better than Kevin Owens, and he'll never better be better than Kevin Owens. Believe that. Or believe me, I think it was. Yeah. And then Bo and Ryback had a decent match.
They had a decent match, but honestly, I feel really bad for Bo Dallas, because he's so much better
than what they're doing with him, yeah.
Than what they're doing with him, and I really wish they would let him shine mm-hmm. like they did in NXT. Because he's actually a really fantastic heel if you let him be one.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't let him.
No, they don't. No, they don't. In other action on the show, Sheamus beat Mark Henry.
Why?
It was quick.
And unnecessary.
That is true. That is true. All right, so we'll get to a couple more matches here in a bit, but there's something we really need to discuss. And before we can even discuss it, we have to hear it, because this hearing it is just amazing, because a thing happened that we just sat here talking about for hours. Here you go.
Hunter. Steph, look, I know he's here. I can sense it. We need to come up with a plan.
Hello, Seth. I'm sorry I didn't hear you knock. Who do you need to take care of?
What are you doing here?
I work here.
After what you did to me last night.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Seth. In case you don't remember, I've been off recuperating since somebody broke my ankle a couple of months ago.
Brock Lesnar. Yeah, Brock Lesnar broke your ankle, and I've been meaning to apologize. What happened afterward, what I did to you, I was in the heat of the moment. I
don't begrudge you that, Seth. In fact, frankly, I've done the same thing myself. But now my leg's all healed up. I've got my contract as director of operations, and I'm back at work. Didn't you get the email?
Where Triple H and Steph at?
They've yet to arrive.
I feel like maybe I should go wait for them. So I'm just gonna...
Very good, but just so you know, I've arranged for your rematch for the United States Championship against John Cena to take place tonight.
Right.
You're the man, Seth! Go get him!
I'm just gonna sit back and let her talk.
Who gave Kane Prozac? Who did it? Like, seriously, this was the most amazing, disturbing thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, just Kane. Uber perky Kane. His vacation did him a world of good, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. It really did. He's all happy. He's got Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky. He was smiling. He is a brand new mug.
World's greatest director of operations. Awesome.
It was just awesome.
It was perfect. And then Hunter and Steph came in, and they're like, what are you doing here? And he's like,
hold on, here, we're just gonna go to it. Let's go to it. It's so much better with audio. Here, just listen.
About being back at work. So, is there
something wrong? Are you guys mad that I made the match for Cena and Seth tonight? I mean, I know it's a big match, but I wanted to have an impact on my first night back.
No. That's great. Cena and Seth for the U.S. Championship, the rematch, it's huge and it's awesome.
Thanks.
It's just that, we hadn't heard from you since you got hurt. And then you just showed up last night and.
Last night? What are you talking about?
Okay, listen, Kane. Look, I understand, right? You want revenge on Seth Rollins after everything he did to you for months on end. We totally get it. And if you want to play mind games with Seth, you know, we understand. Okay, but please don't insult our intelligence and play mind games with us.
I would never do that. I value my job too much. That's why I signed a contract as director of operations. And I intend on fulfilling that contract because it's what's best for business. And I know that you guys believe the same thing.
So I think there's a way for the three of us to totally all get on the same page here, okay? And I think that we can let the past be in the past, and let's decide from
Absolutely.
This point forward, right, that we're going to move forward together. We're all going to get on the same page.
Yes.
I just need one thing, okay? I need you to give it back. Kane. I don't need you to give me five. Okay, I need you to give me your mask back.
What mask?
Your mask.
My mask?
Your mask, Kane. The one that was in this case. Your mask.
My gosh, it's gone. You know, Stephanie, last time I saw the mask, I gave it to you. And if you lost it, I can see where you have a very big problem. But I'll be happy to help you look for it. And if I find it, you'll be the first to know. Thanks. It's good seeing you guys. Have a great night.
I love this so much. Because it's that moment where you're right there where it's like, oh, he's screwing with them all.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Kane's back. Oh, he's back in a big way. And it's the Kane that we all love, where he's being the intelligent one. And I love how Steph is like, look, I don't care if you're screwing with Seth. That's your business. That's how we run things here. Just do your thing, but don't do it to us.
Right.
And clearly, Kane is back to get his revenge on Seth Rollins, and he's going to use his authority as the director of operations because he did sign a contract.
Right.
To get his revenge. I've been waiting for this, and mole.
What?
I pitched this to you about, what, like a year ago, 2 years ago, something like that?
Something like that.
Where Kane basically becomes an authority figure mm-hmm. and uses his power to get revenge on everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Including his brother.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see if that happens, but this was great. This was absolutely great. I loved it. It was completely disturbing. Everybody's like, is he got a split personality? Did they give him happy drugs? Like, what's going on with Kane? And then it's, oh, he's messing with everybody. Okay, all right, we're
got
cool.
Got it. We figured it out. More from Kane later, but the fact is, you couldn't even wipe the smile off his face.
No, he was just Mr. Happy and, you know, being friendly and everything that Kane generally isn't.
It was great.
It was fantastic.
The New Day team with Rusev, they took on Dolph Ziggler and the Dudley Boys. Rusev and Big E and Kofi ended up winning. Xavier Woods played Rusev's theme on the trombone, which was awesome. It was great. Good match. Really good match. Fun match. Best way to put it. Big Show beat Cesaro and then said he's going to beat up Brock Lesnar at Madison Square Garden. Hey, Big Show. No, not happening. Am I right?
I just, I don't understand. Well, no, let me take that back. I do understand why they're doing it. I get the logical reason behind it. I just don't understand the point of it, I guess, because we all know that Brock Lesnar is going to murder Big Show. We all know that's going to happen because they're getting him ready for Taker at Hell in a Cell. Just like Taker's getting a warm-up in Mexico and he'll probably face somebody like Bo Dallas. Poor Bo.
Right.
But, you know, it's like jobbing Cesaro out to Big Show, especially as Cesaro is picking up steam and he's connecting with the audience and he's getting very, very popular. I don't understand why you would do that.
I don't know either. But that's what they're doing. They seem to be slowing down on Cesaro, so you go from there. But yeah, Big Show's gonna look strong and then probably will go away for a while. So we have the Charlotte celebration tonight. Ric Flair comes out, talks up his daughter, how proud he is, and yeah, the best thing in his career was her winning last night. Charlotte comes to the ring with Paige and Becky. She spoke about how she and her father like to cry when they're in the ring together, and they did tonight as well. Charlotte told Ricky she loved him. They hugged. Charlotte said she wasn't going to cry, but, you know, Rick starts crying some more. She thanks Sasha for reminding her, or Becky Lynch, that reminding her for life is short. She says Paige, who has got a big problem, said Charlotte said she followed in Paige's footsteps, and is where she is today because she followed her, you know, first NXT Women's Champion, etc., etc. Paige said Charlotte is so nice and this whole situation is so nice and we have to thank who made this all a possibility, and that's me. She accused Charlotte of patronizing her. Becky tried to intervene and then, you know, said, you know, Becky's the least popular of the bunch, which Becky Lynch took offense with.
She made Becky pout.
You don't make Becky pout. She boasted how she won Divas title on the first day. She said there's no Divas Revolution. Paige said Nikki Bella will get a rematch and bring her hippie sister and her the hanger on, and the title will go right back where it was. Paige called Charlotte a placeholder. As we said, she talked about Becky being less relevant of the bunch. She took jabs at the team bad, saying they were basically no substance. She talked about the Summer Rae and Lana drama, and then went, "Where's Natty?" Whether she's still around. And said, we know where the real reason why the Bellas got where they were. Huh? Huh? We all know. We all know. And then she said, Charlotte said she wouldn't be there where she was if it wasn't for her old man. Becky tried to restrain Charlotte. Paige let out a woo, dropped the mic. This is my house. Alright, let's go there. We were waiting for the turn last night. We all saw it coming. We all knew it was coming. It happened tonight. Thoughts on the turn?
Not surprised, honestly. I mean, like you said, we were all expecting it to come. This sets up another challenger for Charlotte. Once Nikki Bella is out of the picture, you'll get a nice strong feud out of Paige because Paige, I always feel like Paige makes a better heel because just based on her personality.
Just by watching Total Divas.
She really kind of lends herself more to it. I'm sure she's a very sweet person when she wants to be. But Paige is very abrupt. She's very direct. She's very straightforward. Honestly, she's a little bit of a bitch. So, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's like, if you want her to be a face, her personality really doesn't lend itself to it, but being a heel, she makes a fantastic heel.
That she does. I thought this was good. Nice stuff. Then Team Bella came out, Nikki asked where Paige went, called her classless. Nikki turned to Charlotte and said, she thinks it's gonna get easier. Now you know what I've been going through, and tonight you're gonna lose to my sister, and then you'll lose the belt to me in the rematch. We had Charlotte and Brie in a solid match. Nothing overly special, but they worked on the leg again. Good match. Charlotte wins. No surprise.
Yeah, no surprise, but good match all the same.
Natty appeared backstage with Paige later in the show, which was nice. She talked about winning the title when she debuted and asked her what it would be like if someone looked up to her, that if someone she looked up to had done that to her, and then Paige called her mother hen. Natty said she was going to get ready for her match with Naomi and said the only person standing in Paige's way is Paige. I want Paige and Natty to have a match, just pointing that out.
Yeah, Paige and Natty would be a phenomenal match. But as it was, we got Naomi and Natty, which was equally as phenomenal. I love it when these two wrestle.
Yeah, the team bad with some distractions, rear view for the finish. Could have been a lot more time. The cat suit doesn't do the best of things for Natty, but it works.
Yeah, this particular cat suit I didn't like. I like some of the other ones better, and I just really don't like that sweater thing she comes out with. It's like, I wish she would get rid of it, because it's just like, it just, to me, it doesn't do anything for her.
It's very bulky.
It is very bulky.
So, we had the main event. U.S. title was on the line. John Cena, Seth Rollins, the main event. The rematch. Wasn't as good as last night, but it was a solid match. John Cena wins.
Yeah, the match was fine. Let's talk about what happened after the match.
What happened after the match? Huh, something happened. Something.
And Rollins thwarted tonight by Cena.
But still,
Seth.
The...
Hey, Seth! Seth, up here!
It's my first night back, and as director of operations, I'd advise you to be the best possible WWE World Heavyweight Champion that you can be. But bear in mind, Seth, there are a lot of people lining up to take that title away from you. People you wouldn't even imagine. People you wouldn't even imagine. In your worst nightmares.
So at that point, we had explosions, and so it's, where's Kane?
Oh my god, where is he?
He came out from underneath the ring, rips through the mat, coming after Seth Rollins, begins to pull him down into hell, and eventually he gets him down to hell. And once he does, smoke starts flying up from underneath the ring as Raw goes off the air. I like this ending.
This was great. I love how Kane is playing everybody. I love how he's using his position to his best advantage. I love it when they make Kane intelligent. I love it when they let the character be intelligent, because the man behind the character is incredibly, incredibly gifted when it comes to that area.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And I love it when they let that shine through into the character, because I've always felt like Kane shouldn't be stupid, because he's not. Taker's very intelligent. Paul Bearer was very intelligent. So Kane naturally would fall along that string. And I love how Kane, when they let it shine through, it makes the character so much better, because it makes him that much more menacing, that not only is he a monster, he's an intelligent monster. He has the forethought and the ability to plan something out and go after this. And if you think about it, Kane has done nothing but sit at home for, you know, 2 months, 3 months, however long he's been gone, and plan his revenge. And while Kane isn't always successful at getting revenge, he comes up with a great plan to take somebody down. Lest we forget what he did to his brother in 2010, where he almost killed him, and he made everybody think he didn't do it, and then he admitted to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then he buried his brother alive.
As you do.
Like you do in that family. So, very, 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 very happy with how they're doing Kane, how they're writing Kane. I can picture Triple H and Stephanie questioning their hiring choices right about now.
But you really can't question Kane, because then you got to deal with Kane.
Yeah, then you got to deal with Kane, and, well, there's not many people on that roster that can deal with Kane. No, is there?
No, there isn't. But that'll do it for us here tonight. This has been the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, though, Thrack.
That's right. We're going to be talking all the news coming out of Night of Champions. We'll give you an update on Sting and his injury. We'll let you know all the facts and what's going on with that. We're going to be talking NXT. We're going to be talking maybe a little bit of SmackDown. And, of course, we will be reviewing Night of Champions. You don't want to miss it. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
You can check out The Rack Invading Dragon Con now, available at RockRadioShow.com. Check out The Rock Extra Total Divas Season 4, Episode 10, or Episode 11 and 10, on RockRadioShow.com as well. The Episode 12 will be available at some point this week. Saturday night, YouTube.com/RockRadioShow, Twitter.com/RockRadioShow, Facebook.com/RockRadioShow. Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Go back and listen to Episode 401, because a part-time player decide to show up one episode late. So, check it all out at CB Radio. And this Saturday, we will tell you why selfies are more dangerous than shark attacks. Tune in, CBRadioLive.com, Saturday night, midnight-ish, CB Radio Live on Twitter and Facebook. Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, Trustle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mace, and Omega. And we'll be back next Monday night for a Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow me on Twitter at WildTalkRadio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Get us on TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes, WildTalkRadio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWard, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. And of course, don't forget to check out The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack and right back here for the Raw Post Show next Monday night, 11-10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com